that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning to the remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers, and welcome to August. Today is August 1st, 2020. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch, and certainly have a full crew this morning. Good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And right next door to us, good morning from Nebraska, Brother Tim. How are you today?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Glad to be here.
Good, good. And again, we say good morning to you, Remnant. We thank you for joining us. Hopefully you have your coffee and you have your Bible, and that's what we're here for, Coffee with the Wranglers. Talk about some, oh, maybe some current events, what's going on, and just about everything we're seeing going on, we can read of in the Bible. We've been told about it, if you've been around this ministry for any amount of time. And I think the times that we've been not really warned about, but told about, those times are here. They really are. We'll have the phones open in a little bit, but first off, we'll start off with a prayer. And John, you going to open us up this morning, sir?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would hear our cry, Lord, as we ask for grace and mercy and compassion in your wrath, and that you would find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. Father, hear our appeal to heaven for you to save America again. As the patriarchs of our household, we seek to hear you, the Lord, to be obedient to what it is that you want us to do. Guide and direct us. Give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to the things that are going on. But, Lord, we are grateful for the trials and the tribulation and the testing that you've put into our lives, because your word says that you use those things to refine us into the men and the women that you want us to be, to serve in your kingdom. Father, your word says that if we are followers of Jesus Christ, we will be persecuted just as you were. And the reality is if we're not being persecuted, if our church is not being persecuted, then we're not doing enough. So, Father, we ask that you'd show us what it is that you would have us to do. We say, here we are, Lord, use us. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? Father, give us the opportunity to reach those that still can be reached, those that can come to repentance, those that have believed a lie, been deceived, or may have never yet known you. Your word says that we can call upon you to send myriads of angels, and we do, Lord. We ask that you would send your ministering angels out ahead of us to prepare those people's hearts and minds and souls that we can reach them while there's still yet time. Father, we pray for your guardian angels to be all about us, to protect us against the demonic forces of hell and spells and witchcraft, the spiritual warfare that's going on in the world right now. And Father, we support those righteous angels that are battling Leviathan in the high places. Help us to come to the place where we fall upon our face and pray consistently, not ceasing, that we make the sacrifice to fast and to seek your guidance and all that we do. Bless this time this morning, Lord. Guide and direct us with regards to what's important to your people. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we continue to pray for those in positions of authority, that you would speak to them directly, Lord, and that you would block out all of the lies and those that infiltrate, those that seek to destroy. Father, we know that in the last days that the parable of the wheat and the tares would become evident, and we're seeing that more and more each day. But the tares no longer hide their plans of destruction. They no longer hide that they are the ones that you warned us about, that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy. That they are the ones that have made a deal with the devil. And for fame and fortune in this world, they sold their soul. And the only thing they can do now to please their master, the god of this world, Satan, is to win as many as they can from the kingdom of heaven into the kingdom of darkness. We ask that none of yours, Lord, would be sifted by Satan. And we know that only the blood of Jesus can protect us from all of these things. Father, we thank you that we are alive in this time, that you allow us to battle in the spiritual realm as well as possibly the physical realm. We pray all these things in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
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 Well, Remnant, we will have the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. If you have a comment or a question. And just remember, if you call in, if you're listening, you have to have whatever you're listening on off. You can't just turn it down or it'll create a feedback. And Tim, we were talking a little bit before about some of the some of the rain. You said you guys have been having some pretty decent rain, and we have just in the last week or two, on and off, seemed like we've gotten into a different type of pattern of rain, which, and a lot of times this is a very dry time, but one thing I haven't seen a lot in our news, but if you look into it, it's catastrophic, is the flooding in China. We hear a lot about China these days, but not about the flooding, and they have had a major flooding event over there, and it's ongoing. They're off the Yangtze River, and well, you tell me if it's major. They've got an area flooded the size of the equivalent of the size of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut combined, affecting about 54.8 million people. Over 700,000 people displaced from their homes. They're reporting about 158 dead or missing. Who knows? But over 400 rivers flooded, and over 33 of those are flooded at record levels, higher than they've ever seen before. And you know, they've had, I think some of the reasons are for some of the reasons we've seen flooding here in the past. You know, changing floodplain into housing and agricultural use, and then you know, the dredging and the moving of the land, and then when the record rains come, it can do nothing but flood. But the pictures are just, you know, like we've seen flooding in the Midwest, like we've seen flooding in the South, but affecting, you know, when it affects 54 million people, that's a little bigger than the Midwest flood of a few years ago. That's a little bigger than what we get from a hurricane. You know, we've got a tropical storm, Ayehi, or whatever you say, it starts with an I, down coming up the Florida coast right now. That's going to have a certain amount of flooding and power outages and things like that. It's just the scale that we see over in China is quite a bit. This the Three Gorges Dam, which is the largest dam in the world, it's on the Yangtze River. It has a catchment area of 390,000 square miles of water. It's astronomical, the amount and the size, and it's you see headlines of it, you know, talking about that. Well, it could be a black swan event. It could be that it's swelling and bulging in areas. And I bring this up not because, you know, people might say, well, what does flooding in China have to do with me here? Well, when China, who is our enemy, who we've seen has been spying on us, this current administration has brought that to light, that the previous several administrations have allowed it and promoted it and made money off of it, that here you have this, not only the China flu, but this China flooding going on, affecting 54 million people. If that continues, then I mean, they're already talking about food shortages in China, and I just think that it's setting up in this chess game that's being played. It's setting up the potential, you know, for them to need more land and to have an excuse to, well, maybe invade and take more land, which I think has been their plan all along. But it's interesting that in this global economy, you see almost nothing about this this massive record-setting flooding going on over in China.
Yeah, for sure. Could be God's wrath too coming down upon him, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, communism just doesn't work. I mean, we've seen it, yeah, all over the world. I mean, from Russia to Venezuela to, you know, all these countries, it just seems to be a continuing onslaught against humanity, against plenty, against every blessing that God calls out. I mean, it's definitely a beast slavery type system when you look at it. I mean, everything, they deny God, and it's all for, what's the benefit? I mean, that's the other thing. I just don't, you know, to those of us who aren't crazy, when we look at that kind of stuff, you say, I don't understand how you can't have everything free. You can't have something for nothing. You can't have, you know, it's just such a level of hypocrisy, we can't even hardly deal with it. I mean, and the China thing is very interesting that you bring it up to me, at least, because when we look at what's going on across our country right now, we see this China connection to almost everything that's going on. I mean, you know, we have Trump kicked out Chinese embassy in Texas. There's a big fit going on over these Chinese ports right now that the Clintons and the Obama administrations ceded to China and made them their own properties. We've got the UN telling Trump to pull federal troops out of cities for that they're using for their protection, and you know, that's basically run, the Human Rights Commission that's issuing these ultimatums is basically run by China. There's a lot of China connections going on in all this. I mean, that is one thing that kind of is a recurring theme, I think.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's really when Trump took a stand against China and started the tariffs and started exposing what was going on with China, started exposing the sweetheart deals, like Feinstein and all that. That's when they pulled out all the stops. That's when shit hit the fan, you know, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely.
But basically, their goal was to raise, I mean, you know, and they did it right before our eyes. Let's face it, with NAFTA and all these other things, they stole our economy. They stole our manufacturing, and they did it under the guise of, you know, the people who own those companies made a fortune by moving to China with their manufacturing. And but now, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost. And that's the thing. They've even publicly said, basically, that if Trump had four more years, then their Agenda 2030 would be done. Their Agenda 21 would be done. I mean, the globalists would have lost everything that they've gained over the years, because he's the first one who hasn't been one of the good old boys as far as the way that he's played things. And I mean, I'm not 100% in agreement with everything that he's done, but I know for a fact that in the physical realm, in 2016, Hillary won the election. But in the spiritual realm, God said no, because there was enough people that were crying out. Fulfillment of Second Chronicles 7:14, I believe, and but that window's closing real fast, and whether or not that window of opportunity to come to repentance is extended or not, I don't know. But one thing's for sure, you can say that the world's on fire. You know, you can't hardly even make this stuff up. People say, well, they can't do that. Well, that's kind of an oxymoron anymore, because everything that we say that they can't do, they do. It's just like when Obamanation was in office, he said, I have a pen and a phone, you know. And we forget, but there was a lot of treaties that were passed without running them. They're supposed to be voted on by the House and the Senate, but there were treaties that they actually passed, UN treaties, arms treaties, which basically gave the UN power to come into our country and disarm the American people. Right now, it says the UN authorizes official to start working with Antifa protesters. So just in the last couple weeks, you got judges that are passing laws and ordinances for police departments and National Guard and things like that that they can't use tear gas. They can't use rubber bullets. They can't use flashbangs. They can't use any of this stuff against the people. And then when the federal agents came in and they put up a barrier fence around the courthouse that they're hell-bent on burning down in Seattle, some judge rules that they have to take the fence down. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But the thing that's, I don't know, I guess a little bit concerning is the fact that these demon rats are actually, the goal is to remove the police department, to remove all law and order, and then to bring in the UN peacekeepers. Carl Klang had a couple pretty good songs about that the bright blue helmets make damn good targets. And but anyways, I think that's what's going on. It says, typically the United Nations interventions are reserved for gross human rights violations like genocide or ethnic cleansing. Basically, the demon rats are actually calling for the United Nations to intervene in the United States. Just in the last 24 hours, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, or whatever, gave the United Nations staff the green light to begin participating and collaborating with protesters in the United States. So basically, the UN is going to be working with the protesters against the federal troops and against the U.S. Marshals. And so that's where we're at in America.
Yeah, I remember one of the, as you were saying, John, one of the big things that really got everybody on our president's case was America First. Now, who would have thought when you come out and say, hey, let's put America first in our manufacturing and then in our dealings that we have, that the demon rats, they came at him with both barrels. Oh, how dare you even think about that, you racist president. And they've called him every name in the book, from neo-Nazi to racist. That's what they do. Just for coming out America First. I remember when our president went to India and he spoke in front of 100,000 Indians in India. And he said, America loves India. We love working with you. We love that. But America has to put America first. And they loved it. And they said, you know, Americans love America first. Indians love India first. And once we get to that point, then we can work together. And they loved it. They loved it. But like you're saying, those demon rats, those that are looking to put in these UN orders, these UN sanctions, and basically enslave the world. Well, they can't have that. They can't have that at all.
Oh, what's interesting too is you can see that they're literally gnashing their teeth. You know, these people in positions of authority in the demon rat party. You know, people, it's sad how quickly we forget, but if you watched any, even a small tidbit of the confirmation of Kavanaugh, you could see that the demon rats showed their true colors with regards to that, those hearings. And then there was some hearings there last week with the Attorney General of the United States, and the way that they treated him, and the way that basically childish behavior is the things that are going on right now, and they're literally gnashing their teeth. So they're not hiding the fact anymore, just like I prayed, that, you know, they've made a deal with the devil. The devil knows that his time is limited, and they've pulled out all the stops with regards to taking over this country.
Well, and it's, you know, we can look back, and we've been talking about it for years. You know, we saw this coming into Germany, we saw it coming into France, we saw it coming into all these European countries where they came in, and that's what we're seeing happening right now, right before our eyes, right here. And you know, it's always come into these European countries first. You know, they come in and they, you know, the homosexuality, the interracialism, all this stuff was promoted over there first, and then it, you know, comes here. And they've become communistic dictatorship socialist countries, and you know, it's, you know, it hasn't been that long. You look at what's happened over there with the Muslim takeovers, with the crime rates just skyrocketing, and you know, the riots and the just the civil unrest that is just all over the place. And you know, it's you know, right here before our eyes. You know, 5 years ago we were talking about it and said, you know, America, it's headed towards you know, this land. And you know, it's just a matter of, it's, you know, this year has been just absolutely you know, eye-opening. And you say it's hard to believe, but it, you know, we've been talking about it and we've been warning people about it for years, and it's here again.
Absolutely. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
you know, we talked about this, you know, this war with China and stuff, and then the interesting thing is, and I haven't been able to figure out what's going on, but these, you know, these seed packets from China coming in all over the country. You know, I read about it, first time I read about it last week, was these, you know, mysterious seed packets, and I was reading a small article on it about them showing up in Utah, and basically packets of seeds that showed up from China in people's mailboxes. And they said that there was 30 or 40 of them that showed up in a town in Utah, and then there was more, and then they said that the U.S. Department of Agriculture was out urging people, you know, not to plant them. They don't know what they are, where they come from, and they tried to... USDA went around and started confiscating them. Well, then they got to where there was 500 of them, and I think there's a lot more than that. I know we had some show up at our property in Idaho that, you know, same thing, just like the packets you see in the news, that unmarked packages of seeds, you know, here they are from China, you know, so what's going on with that?
Yeah, that is interesting. And you haven't heard anything. I mean, obviously they could check the seeds and see what the deal is, but obviously, then again, we haven't heard anything with regards to a motive or whatever. But
no, but I was talking with somebody yesterday, and they said that during World War II, it was one of the things that the same thing happened, and we ended up with seeds from Japan over here in the United States, and they did the same thing. They honestly put seeds in packages and had them dropped off into people's mailboxes, and they started planting them, and that's what ended up bringing in a lot of this destructive invasive species of plants that we've got that have went in and basically destroyed all the native grasses and stuff in some parts of the country. So
I would recommend not planting them.
Yeah.
No kidding. Correct. Yeah.
Probably burn them would be best, because you throw them away, they'll end up in the landfill, and they could still grow. So.
Yeah, another invasion or another, you know, invasive whatever, like you said, invasive species, Jason. I mean, yeah. We're seeing a lot of attacks. I mean, you wonder how South Africa got to where it's at. You wonder how Venezuela got to where it's at. You're watching them try that here.
Yes.
It's like, you're seeing them attack on multiple fronts, economic, socio, economic, and, you know, the riots and the financial aspect of it, from the standpoint of there's all this uncertainty over digital currency and over these sort of things. And digital currency is very inflexible. You know, I mean, it doesn't, in times of severe unrest, the digital currency is useless. I mean, basically you have no money suddenly. So that hampers a lot of different things. And you see these riots going on, and good grief. Is it just me, or does anybody else? What is the Democratic Party? It's like they're programmed for loss. I mean, they got this guy up there they want you to vote for, who's a complete retard. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, but he, as far as from a political point of view, the guy can't form a complete sentence. He's incapable of completing a thought. And yet, that's their poster child for that. So it's pretty obvious there's a, you know, an ulterior motive behind all of that. Remains to be seen perhaps what it is exactly, like we were talking about different people coming in that they would put on his ticket. But the question remains is, who would vote for that? I mean, to me, that shows it's a test of how ready a group of people is for some kind of takedown or takeover. You know, when you see that kind of stuff, to throw your weight behind a situation like that, that's not, there's nothing substantial or good or anything else there. You know, I mean, that's the way I see it anyway.
Absolutely, Tim. I think God
put
a spell.
Him in that position. He's laughing.
That's right. It's a spell, I think, that the people are under. You know, it's like the old story. You remember the old story of the emperor's new clothes. You know, they came in and these con men come in and they, you know, have this magic, these magic clothes, this magic thread, and that only the wise can see it. And it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. And pretty soon the king's walking around stark naked and people are saying, oh, what beautiful colors. And oh, look at the texture and blah, blah, blah. And because the people were believing it, they went along with the lie in that fable until a little child says, he ain't got nothing on. And then everybody came to their senses and, you know, the people are under a spell. You know, it's evident. If you've ever dealt with dementia, and most of us here have at one time or another, Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. You can see it. You can see him talking and then it just, the lights go out. And if you've dealt with it, it's just the way it is. But that's what our enemy's doing. They maintain the spell. And as long as the people, I think that's part of this mask deal, you know, this mask madness is to maintain, just go along with it, you know, and that's what the demon rats tell their people, go along with it, this is what's going on, and it's an absolute spell. You know, our pastor talked about it, he preached on it, he warned about it, he said, this is what's going on, this is what's coming, and it's just been amplified 100-fold, that's what's upon the people. That's what's upon the people. It's a fleshly spell.
When you write something, when you use your computer or your phone or different things, you have spell check going on, and I think a lot of this stuff is their form of is Satan's spell checker. You know, he's checking to see if what kind of grip or what kind of control he's got on those.
Do you notice who's been back in the news quite a bit and, in fact, had a pretty prominent speaking position in that latest congressman, I forget his name, but anyways, the black guy that just died that was supposedly instrumental in civil rights and stuff. Well, I don't know if you saw it, but the Obamanation spoke there, and basically he spoke like he was still the president of the United States, and I honestly believe that should the Lord not intervene and grant us another extension to this window of opportunity, and demon rats take over the House, the Senate, and the presidency, that they'll change the Constitution and Obamanation will be the president again. Mark my words. But you can see also there, Seattle, they just discovered a plot to basically abolish the entire criminal justice system. They want to do away with the prisons, the court system, the police departments, all that. Apparently, 258 police departments across the country already have agreed to significantly reduce the budgets in their existing police department. So, you know, and even the black police chief there in Seattle came out and said, we can't protect you. They've taken away all of our tools to protect you, so you need to make plans to protect yourself with regards to the businesses and the people living in those areas. I would say if you live in a big city, you should probably, if there's any way at all, you should probably try to relocate. In fact, we just were in contact with a brother of ours in Connecticut that just decided that enough's enough and moved out of Connecticut. So,
amen. And you know, John,
interesting times.
Like was said earlier, like Jason was saying, we've been talking about this for years. Our pastor talked about this for years, about this day coming. And Jason brought up a good point about that. You know, have the police gotten out of hand? Have they gotten too much power? Have they gotten too arrogant and overstepped their bounds? Absolutely, they have. Is it the majority of them? Probably not. Probably not. But we have to have law and order for our society to go by, to continue, for our way of life to continue. You know, we
well, the thing is we've got police departments, and what police departments do is they enforce policy. And you know, there's no need for police departments. We should have sheriff's departments. That's originally the way that it was founded, and they were set up. And sheriff's departments were to enforce law.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
And you see that.
If you get an opportunity, contact your sheriff and let him know that you know, you're with him, you're behind him.
That's right.
You're a God-fearing American, and you also understand how to use a weapon. And you know what? The sheriffs appreciate that. I know several people who've already...
Just about anywhere you go, you talk to anybody, and just about, you know, anybody that's conservative or anybody that, you know, has anything to do with the police department and the sheriff's department, they say, you know... And it goes for just about anywhere that I run into, you know, from Laramie, Fort Collins, Cheyenne, any of the surrounding areas, or at least around here, is they'll tell you, you know, good things about their sheriff and the sheriff's department. And they say, when it comes to the police and the police department, that's a whole different game right there.
It is. It's always much more political, and your city commissioners are usually much more liberal and left-wing libtards than your county commissioners. It is that way. Was it just this last week that Larimer County, the sheriff's posse, and what was it, about 300 concerned citizens got together, and Antifa showed up, and they walked them back to their cars and took their banners from them and made them leave? Was that just down like in Berthoud, or I forget where it was, but it was just this past week. Yeah, and Larimer County Sheriff.
Yeah.
Larimer County Sheriff's Posse, and I don't think there was a lot of yelling. I don't think there was any gunplay. I think that it was Antifa under the guise of Black Lives Matters. I did see that there were no blacks that showed up as part of the Black Lives Matter protest. And so that should tell you something, folks. See, there's that emperor's new clothes again. He's naked. There are no clothes. That you know, this BLM, Antifa, it is, and we need to call it what it is. It is part of the socialist, communist destruction of America. That's what they want, with getting rid of it may be an injustice system. It's by no means perfect, but the alternative, you know, you can look at Africa. North Africa, South Africa, East Africa, Central Africa, West Africa, any of Africa, and see what the result is. And now you can look in the Middle East, you can look at Afghanistan, you can look at Iran, Iraq, at what you have when you don't have law and order. It is chaos, it is anarchy, and that's their desire for here. You can look at Venezuela, it was mentioned earlier. You can look at North Korea, North Vietnam, and they want it to be that way in North Seattle, in North Minneapolis, in North America as well.
Well, and I know that one of the interesting things is we were just talking to one of our elected sheriffs here locally, and he was explaining the fact that they have just gutted the sheriff department as far as any kind of insurance or retirement or anything else. He said, well, we used to have good insurance, and we used to have a good retirement program too, but now those are all gone. You know, and he's like, basically, if you want to have any of those things, you have to go to work for a municipality, or you have to go to work for the highway patrol or something along those lines, because we can't get, you know, they just don't do that. And that's another way that they have tried to drive the actual sheriffs out of power, or out of and reduce what they, the men who serve in there serve with conviction at the pleasure of the people. They're elected. And that, to me, that just makes it's a quality thing. I mean, when you see someone who is willing to serve under conviction when it's not convenient, when it's not maybe financially as attractive, but they're still there, still trying to do their job. And it goes back to that biblical mandate of electing captains of tens, hundreds, and thousands. When we see these, you know, these other appointees, our sheriffs serve at the pleasure of the people, and that's what they do, is they serve, and they, most of them recognize that. I mean, it's, I'm constantly impressed with the degree of what we see there. And so, you know, they do need our support. They do, and don't be surprised if they already know the people in their community that they can turn to for help if they need it. I mean, definitely, like John said, not a bad idea to let them know that you support them, but they already know, they know their constituency, and especially in smaller communities. It's kind of one of those things, and I think, you know, God bless us.
Amen. Guys, let's try the phone lines. Hey, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Morning, Richard. This is Ken in Wisconsin.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. I got a couple things I'd like to share with you pertaining to the subject matter that you're talking about. About 25 years ago, we had a sheriff in this county in Wisconsin that was just extremely popular. Everybody loved the guy. He was out on the street talking to the everyday people all the time, every day. Well, he decided one day that he was going to form a posse. And he did. Very successfully, in fact. I liked this guy myself quite well, and I decided one day I was going to join his posse, and so he took me into this little town and into the town hall and took my picture and gave me this certificate I could carry in my billfold, and here's this is a small county. There's only about 5,500 voters in this county, and I was number 874 in his posse. So he did, and I'm going to suggest that this current sheriff do the same thing that he did. Now, I have, before I lose track of my thoughts here, I want to share something else. I'm one of the recipients of those packets of seeds. I think they're, I don't know what they are. I've got to tell you this a little. I ordered an arc lighter, they call them, a little cigarette lighter that just throws arcs as a survival item, whatever, from Walmart. And they said it would be 3 weeks to deliver. Well, it was a full 3 weeks, and then some. When it finally came in the mail, it's in a little envelope the size of a greeting card, wrapped in cellophane. Now, this is not a cigarette lighter by any means. I knew that right away. And all I can say is, thank God I put on the armor of God first thing in the morning before I do anything, because he warned me, don't open it. Well, the outside package I opened, but the inside is still wrapped in cellophane, and it was nothing but the size of a greeting card, which could have easily had seeds in it, real small seeds in it. Well, it's in, needless to say, it's in my wastebasket right now waiting to get burned.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just thought I'd share that with you, because you've been talking about both of them subjects. I thought I'd tell you what happened here in this county.
Yeah, that's
thanks, guys, and I'll continue to listen.
Thanks, Ken. God bless.
Thank you.
Jason?
Yeah?
Oh, I thought you were saying something along what Ken was talking about.
No, I said that was interesting, that he got the seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, can you think of that? Why would a foreign nation that has said that they want our Northwest, they want the Northwestern United States, the Chinese defense minister, I saw the video, it's probably been 10 years now, of him speaking and pointing out to the Northwestern United States that that is what China needed for their people, for the natural resources. You know, why would a foreign nation that we have, things have certainly changed with them and us, as a nation in the last year and a half to 3 years, why would they send just these strange seeds to different parts of the country? Why? Why? Folks, you got to wake up from the spell. It's warfare. It's absolute warfare. It's time to wake up from the spell. It is, America. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Because the time is coming. Soon it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late to wake up for some. You know, how many times have we heard the, you know, we thought back in the Obama administration that Obama was the greatest gun and ammo salesman of all time. And at that time, he was. At that time, he was. Record sales, record background checks. Couldn't get 22 ammo. You know, one thing after another. And Jason, you've made the comment several times that, you know, recently, at least up until this last year, ammo has been available. Firearms have been available. You need to prepare. You need to have those things. Well, that's changed again. That's changed again. So I kind of take that. I hope it's proper to think about that some people are waking up. Some people are seeing. You know, the old...
Well, and one of the reasons that all the firearms are being sold, too, is because even these Democrats are starting to buy firearms because they're getting scared of these riots and stuff, too. It's like, you know, they're seeing this stuff. And, I mean, people that have never shot a gun before that never would own a gun, all of a sudden they're buying stuff now, so...
Yes. Yes.
Fact. Yes, absolutely.
The old gun control argument of why would you ever need an AR-15 and a 30-round magazine, That argument has been settled forever with the riots and what's been going on in the last six weeks to 2 months here in this country.
Yeah, did you see probably the most amusing thing I think that I've seen in the last week or so is the fact that black militant group, NFAC, which is not effing around, coalition is what they call themselves, They were in Virginia and protesting some of the Confederate statues there. And then imagine that, all 3,000 or whatever it is got to Kentucky. I think it was Louisville, Kentucky. And anyways, idiots shot each other. I think three of them AD'd or something and ended up shooting each other.
Yeah, and did you notice, John, the way it was reported? Was that there was an accident? See, what happened was there was an accidental discharge that injured three of the members of this peaceful protesting group, is the way it was described.
Yeah,
it was an accidental discharge. If that would have been that group of 10,000 that marched in Virginia back in February, you know, it would have been described as these white supremacists are you know, attempting to overthrow the government, and they, you know, shot each other type of thing. It's all in the spin, and that was certainly spun in one of the most positive ways that it could have been. You see the video; it was chaos. It really was. They were really freaking out. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Back in the 50s, Joseph McCarthy. And his committee warned about the communist, well, basically taking over the government, which they had been pretty successful in doing. And it was, you know, there were a lot of Democrats on his committee, by the way. But it was basically the people who did him in were the Republicans. Who were supposed to be, you know, look, you know, the Democrats are honest about, you know, they're honest about being the devils that they are. Was Clinton less than honest about what he wanted to do? Is Beto O'Rourke less than honest about what he wants to do? You know, it's this so-called people who are supposed to be on our side. And it was the Republicans who did McCarthy in. Especially Eisenhower, because McCarthy was getting a little too close to Eisenhower when he did it. And, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, and even up until 1970, the one thing you didn't want to do was recognize Red China. I mean, that was just, you know, the Democrats, those demon rats all wanted to recognize Red China. But so along comes Richard Nixon, 1972, elected 72, takes office in 73. He goes over there, spends, a week or whatever, cavorting with the Chinese, and they're reporting what wonderful people these Chinese are, and we're ready for detente, blah, blah, blah. And here's all about eight courses of Peking duck and everything, and it made it acceptable. It was our boys. It was one of our guys, you know, Richard Nixon, the Judas Party. It was finally recognized in 1979, but Carter, all he had to do was sign something. I mean, nobody squawked. And in the 1990s, in 94, when the World Trade Organization treaty was up for ratification, it takes two-thirds in the Senate, okay, I had no illusions about Republicans and Democrats by that time, but I was stupid enough to think that maybe enough pressure could be applied to the Republicans to defeat this thing, the ratification of the treaty in the Senate. And I spent a lot of time, probably while most of you were doing something useful. I had a pretty good job, but I spent a lot of my spare time working with organizations that were seeking to defeat this, knock this treaty out, talking to congressional staffers, going to D.C. a couple of times, et cetera, et cetera, in 1994. And in the closing days of 1994, that treaty was ratified. 76 to 24, a lot of Republicans went over. It was a Bob Dole, the guy who was going to pretend to run for president in 1996. He was the Republican minority leader. He said he had overwhelmingly, they shut his fax machine down with objections to his voting to ratify that treaty. And in those days, you wrote letters. We all wrote letters. He says the letters were overwhelmingly, he couldn't think of, count on the fingers of one hand, letters that he got that said, go ahead and ratify the treaty. He did anyway. Okay? And that, what that did was create this World Trade Organization, and then China was kind of a provisional member every year they had to come and get it okayed and everything. And then they became a full member in the late 90s by an act of the Senate. It was signed into law by Clinton by an act of, and it passed through the Republican Senate and it passed through the Republican House, both, to allow Clinton to sign it. I think we may be running right past Judas to chase those Pharisees, thinking that Judas is a good guy. I mean, look at this. There's 94 days till this election. Whatever you think, however you think it's going to happen, whether you think they're really elected or whether the president is put in there, one way or another, there's 94 days to go. There's a couple of organizations like Google that control everything that everybody sees in the way of news. And there's things totally scrubbed off the internet about all of this, about all the vaccinations and everything else. And what's happening and the news. And they're allowed to do this. They're allowed to do this because of this one law, Section 230, that allows them to just take all this stuff off the web. They don't have to, and create their own supposed news.
Well, Bill, that's exactly what they do, brother. Thanks for the call. We're all but out of time, and great summary. It is, if we forget our history, if we forget what's happened, and we do, we have forgotten as a nation, then we are doomed to repeat it. And you're absolutely right. Our people have done this, have brought this in and brought this upon ourselves. You have a great weekend, brother. Well, guys, we are all just about out of time. We do want to invite you to church tomorrow. We'll be starting church at the LaPorte Church of Christ without masks on, just to let you know in case you were wondering, at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. We'll have a review of the news. We'll have a timeless pulpit message. I'm looking forward to that. They have been just prophecy fulfilling right there. We'll have a live message for you. We'll have communion. So we ask you to church. You can come and join us right there at scriptures4america.org. Jason's done a great job getting the website back up and running. And so the live video stream will be there tomorrow morning. And if you want to join us in person, just let us know so we know you're coming. And men, thanks for joining us. Remnant, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you at church tomorrow.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom.